A few kilometres southeast of Troyes, between tradition and modernity, is the commune of Rosières. The village's name evokes marshy reed beds, and a number of gravel pits do indeed reveal the presence of water in the region. In the early 13th century, the village's territory was limited to its chateau and the latter's estate, under the dominion of Guillaume de Rosières, vassal of the Count of Champagne. The earliest official mention of Rosières dates from the 16th century. 2 centuries later, the village of Vilaine combined with Rosières to form a single commune. In 1919, a decree added the qualifier Pré-Troyes to tell it apart from the other 18 French communes bearing the same name. As you can see, the current chateau was constructed over several different periods. The main door with grooves for the drawbridge dates from the 16th century, whereas other architectural elements date from the 17th and 18th centuries. For a while, it belonged to the brother of famous author Charles Perrault, who used it as a theatre for his tales. After it was sold off as a national asset, a large number of people successively became the owners of it. In the 19th century, the chateau's park was renowned as a miniature version of the Gardens of Versailles, designed by Le Nôtre. It has been listed as a historic monument since 1926, but is not open for visits. Saint Scholastic Farm is the other heritage site in the village. It was located on the site of the former Carthusian monastery, known as Notre-Dame de la Pré in the 14th century. In the 17th century, the Carthusians left the monastery and in its place the Priory of Saint Scholastic was founded, a convent dissolved by the King of France in 1743 and sold off into private hands. In 1905, it became the property of the commune, which converted it into a youth hostel in 1937. It is currently owned by the department. The commune of Rosières is, unusually, cut in half by the ring road surrounding the agglomeration of Troyes. The north half contains a certain number of public facilities, such as the Aube Technopole. This site, located in a landscaped park of 60 hectares, includes the Troyes University of Technology and a technology and science park. The pleasant setting of the commune of Rosières combines ancient architectural traditions with modern buildings.